There's a very common channel that comes up in Hilchas Shatnas, and that is whether a person has to be concerned about a potential Shatnas issue when he's dealing with reprocessed fibers. For instance, you have a baseball glove or you have shoulder padding, and there is reprocessed fibers that is put into both the shoulder pad and the baseball glove as a means of providing some type of protection. And the question is this considered a problem of Shatnas? Now, what is reprocessed fibers? So reprocessed fibers basically is fibers that have been, let's say, left over from different garments that have been sewn. And basically, they are the psoilus, they are left over, and they have no particular use for them. So what they do is they pulverize it, and they make it back from being old threads that are not going to be used as threads, and they make it back into fiber, and it's now like old shmatas that have been crushed up and reprocessed into fibers, and they stuff it into different garments to be used as padding. For instance, you put it in the shoulders of a suit to be used as shoulder padding, or you put it in a baseball glove, so it's not woven into a garment, it's not spun into threads, it's just back into its fiber state. So they're old shmatas, let's say, old different threads that have been designated as psoilus, as leftover, and not going to be used as a functioning garment. What they do is they take it, they pulverize it, they reprocess it, and now it's back into a fiber stage, and they just stuff it in certain places as a means of providing some type of padding or protection. And the question is, do you have to be concerned that some of the fibers contained in your baseball glove are made of wool and some are made of linen? So that is the question. So the first thing that we should point out is that if, let's say, a person has a thread, an actual thread, that has different fibers that are comprised, and some fibers are made of, let's say, wool, and some are made of cotton, then the halacha is, when it comes to determining whether there's a problem of shatnas, if this thread mixes with the thread of linen, then the halacha is, you look at the roiv. What is the roiv when it comes to this thread? If roiv of it is cotton, in general you would assume that it has the status of cotton, and therefore, if there's even a little bit of wool, but most of the thread consists of fibers of cotton, then if you put this together with a thread of linen, it will not be a problem of shatnas, because the little bit of wool in this thread is considered batul b'roiv, and you don't have to be concerned about a shatnas problem. However, what if it's a noticeable minority? What if it is a miyut, but it's noticeable? There's a noticeable amount of wool in this thread. It's not something that's completely unrecognizable. So over there we have Himachlekes Rishonim, the Rosh is Taka Machmir, there is a Shita that's Machmir in the Poiskim, and they say that even though in general you would assume that you go Basa the Roiv, but if there's a noticeable Miyut of, let's say, wool in this thread, and it's something that is not a Miyut She'eni Nikr, then we would have to be concerned. But the Chaznish said that the Minigoyim is to make, the Chaznish held that even if there's a noticeable amount of wool, if there's roiv of this thread that's composed of a fiber that is mutter, such as cotton, then you don't have a problem of shatnas. So that's number one. Number two, what if it's b'chal not made into threads? As we mentioned in our shaila, in most of the cases of baseball gloves and shoulder padding, we're not dealing with fibers that are made into thread, we're dealing with just fibers, reprocessed fibers. They're smushed up, and they're just stuffed into some type of padding, and the question is this a problem of shatnas? So, the first thing we have to determine when discussing, let's say, a baseball glove is this considered being worn by the person? Is this bechlal in the realm of shatnas? Is this a levisha? Is this a malbush? So to this, the halacha is that it is, in fact, considered being worn by the person, it's considered a malbush, and therefore, this is in the realm of shatnas, and that's why we have to discuss the particulars of the reprocessed fiber. Now, why is this a shaila? So, the halach is, let's say, in Hilchis Shatnas and Kalayim, in Yerdea, Simin Shin Aleph, a If, let's say, you have an oven mitt, you have, let's say, a mitt that is being worn to protect your hand from being burned because there's a steaming hot pot on the fire that you want to remove, that oven mitt is considered something that's a malbush, and therefore, if you have a shatness problem in the mitt, it's going to be also. Now, why? You're not really wearing it in the traditional sense of the word. So the general rule when it comes to determining whether something's a malbush or not is whether the item is protecting your guf or whether it's protecting your clothing. And this applies as well in Hilchos Shabbos. We know that you're not allowed to carry something on Shabbos. It's an Isser of Eitzah. There's no Eruv, you have a problem with Eitzah. What if you're wearing something on your body, then avada, if it's a malbush, it's bottled to your guf, and it's not considered haitzah. It's not extraneous. It's not a masui, so it's not considered a violation of haitzah. That's why you're allowed to walk with your clothing on the street, because it's being worn by you, so it's bottled to your guf. It's not considered a masui. What if you have, let's say, a rain hat? So a rain hat, according to some paiskin, is, in fact, a problem of haitzah. Why? Because it's not protecting your guf, it's protecting your hat. It's protecting your clothing. That's not considered a malbush. Now, there's a machlokes between Reb Moshe and Reb Shlomo Zalman whether there's an Isser Vaitzah on the traditional rain hats where you put the tight, snug rain hat on the hat. So some place can hold that that's not a problem because it's bottled to the hat and it's insignificant as an independent entity. But the point is that if something's there to protect your garment, it's considered a masui, it's not a malbush, but if it's there to protect your guf, it's considered a malbush. That's the general rule in Kolo Torah Kulo. And Memela, so too when it comes to Kalayim. If you have an oven mitt, it's there to protect your hand. It's there to protect your guf, and therefore it has the status of a malbush. And therefore, a baseball glove. Since the padding is there to protect, or the glove is there to protect your guf from getting hurt from the ball, that as well would be considered a malbush, and therefore, as with any other malbush, you would have a potential problem of shatness if you have linen and wool in the glove. Now, we move on to the discussion that pertains specifically to the reprocessed fiber. So what is the shayla? So the truth is that the Chaznish was asked about this question of reprocessed fibers in, let's say, baseball gloves by Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And he wasn't asked specifically about a baseball glove, but he was asked, let's say, about reprocessed fibers that's, let's say, in a mattress or something of that nature, or in a blanket. The Chaznish said like this. He said, Be'etzem, you could be mekel based on a sex faker. Why? Because there's a very yesodistic machlekes, they're showing a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rash. When you have the isser of shatness, the isser of having wool and linen together in a beged, is it only usur if they actually intertwine? The wool and the linen actually connect in the garment? Or is it usur even if they are sewn into the same beged, but they're not actually meeting at any point in the beged? Do they have to actually cross paths in the beged for it to be rendered shatness? This is the machlekes rishonim. The mechaber is machmer like the Rambam, that it's also, even if they never cross paths, as long as they're in the same beged together, it's a problem, midoraisa of shatness. However, there are more paskins, lehokil, like the Rash. Now the truth is that there are Ashkenazi poskim that are machmer like the Rambam. There's a Mishkenes Yaakov. There are achroinim that are machmer even like the Rambam, but the Ramo is mekel, and it's machlekes rishonim. The Ramo is in Simon Reish Tzadik Tess in Yerodeya. If you take a look over there, you'll find the machlekes mechaber Rambo. But said the Chaznish, me'ikir hadin, when it comes to, let's say, lying on top of something, some mattress that has reprocessed fiber in it, you'll have a sex sfeika, and me'ikir hadin, you'd be able to make one. What's the suffix? Number one, you don't know b'chlal if there's a shatness problem. You don't know if in this collection of reprocessed fiber, you have wool and linen together. So that's number one, it's b'chlal a suffix. And in Tim Sulaiman, you do have wool and linen in the reprocessed fiber. L'chayro, you have the sheet of the Rash, that it's not intertwined directly, the wool and the linen. It's together in this whole collection of reprocessed fiber, but it's not actually intertwined, and they're not sewn together, the wool and the linen, and therefore, according to the Rash, it'd be mutter, and that would be the Psak of the Ramo. Now, again, some Ashkenazi, Achroinim, and Paiskim are machmer like the Rambam, but Says the Chazon Ish Me'ikra, then you have a Sfek Sekha. Number one, Bechlal, you're Mesupik if there's wool and linen here. And even if there is, it might not connect. It doesn't connect. And if it doesn't connect, you have the Rash. Now, the Chazon Ish said that Be'etzem, we should argue that a Yerushmayim Shmei Machmer, a Yerushmayim Shmei Machmer, and refrain from using reprocessed fiber, even though technically you would have a Sfek Sekha. However, he said that if the discussion pertains to a Isser Kelayim that Bechlal is only Midrabanon, then even a Yerushmayim can be Meku. And therefore, in the Chazon Ish's discussion, says the Chazon Ish, and if you take a look at Derech HaMunah, he brings this down. If a person is lying on top of, let's say, a mattress that there's a concern about this reprocessed fibers, the entire Isser of lying on top of something that has a shatness is only an Isser Drabbana, that it might be, there might be a concern that some of the Nemo, some of the threads might flip up and surround you and comfort you and provide chimum for you and warm you up, which is only a concern with Drabbanon. And therefore, when it comes to a question of Bechlal and Isser Drabbanon, and you have the Sakseika, says the Chazon Ish, in that case, even a Yerushmayim can be Meiko. Therefore, most Poskim say that when it comes to baseball gloves, you could be Meikel even for a Yerushmayim, because the entire concern, L'chayra, is only an Issur D'Rabbanon. Because the person's not Mechavin for it to actually provide warmth from you, this reprocessed fiber. It's there to protect your hand. It's not there to actually be Mechamim your hand. Now, perhaps there's a Psegresha that it might, in fact, provide warmth for you, but it's a Psegresha L'Nichele. You don't need the warmth that's being provided to your hand. You just need the protection from getting hurt by a ball. Memela, if we could argue that it's a psikresha deloy nichle, then the entire Isser is only midrabbanon. And by a psikresha deloy nichle, since we pass in the entire Isser is only midrabbanon, again, according to the Chazon Ish, you would have the Sfek Sekha even for Yerushmayim. Number one, you don't b'chal know if there's shatness in here, if there's wool and linen, and even if there is, you have the rash that they don't connect, and therefore, there's no problem of shatness.